Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Worcester. Thanks to our friends at the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank. They've generously underwritten this program to allow us to come back here live for you as the Taconic Thunder try to punch their ticket to the state championship game, which we've since found out. It was up in the air when we spoke on Monday when that game was going to be. It is now in stone that the winner of this game will play Old Rochester Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Songus Arena in Lowell. So we know the date, the time. We know one of the teams participating. We don't know the other. We're going to find that out over the next hour and a half or so. The Taconic Thunder taking on the Charlestown Townies, coached by Hugh Coleman. And from the tape we've seen on them, and I haven't been able to watch much because there just isn't much out there. I was talking with Coach Hafey before the game. He had access to many more games than I did. But it seems like they're a fast team, but they're also a big team. And they're a giant team. They got a 6'8" dude on this team. A few of the guys over 6 feet. So we'll see what happens. They're definitely going to have to make some outside shots, the Thunder. And they're going to rely on McGrath and Bua in the paint to try and slow this team down. It's going to be critical that their rebounding game is on. You can't allow this team to get third, fourth, fifth opportunities on offense. So we'll see what Coach Hafey has for a plan. You know he's got one. Will it work against Charlestown? We're just about set for the starting lineups. But first, you may have seen in iBerkshire's and the Berkshire Eagle. We'll come back to that. We're going to send things down to the floor for introductions.
Good evening and welcome to the Diffuse Wellness Center on the campus of Worcester State University for this evening's MIAA semifinal Division I boys basketball matchup between the number 4 seed Thunder from Taconic High School and the number 1 seed Townies from Charlestown High School. Sportsmanship is one of the expectations of the MIAA, and we expect all student athletes, fans, referees, and spectators to refrain from using derogatory comments or gestures directed at players, referees, or opponents. The players and coaches in tonight's game have worked tirelessly throughout their careers to reach this exciting moment, and we expect everyone to use common sense and good sportsmanship throughout the evening. Finally, all spectators should remain off the court at all times. Before we introduce tonight's starting lineups, we ask if you are able to please rise as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
All right, just about set to get started here at Worcester State University. Charlestown, the Townies, just outside of Boston. In fact, they are a part of the Boston Public Schools. But if you're in Charleston or Charlestown, you're going to have a very good look at Boston and the skyline there. And Taconic going to have their hands full with this team. Charlestown comes into this one 21-2. They beat Dighton Rehoboth 85-34 in the round of 32. Abington in the round of 16, 88-56. Newburyport 87-72 to get here. Of course, the Thunder 55-45 over Oakmont in the round of 16. Blew out Pembroke 70-47. Norwell. They beat in overtime to get to this game, 51-47. A classic game on Valentine Road last week. But this one's to head to the championship game on Saturday, which will be at 4 p.m. Everybody whiffed on the opening tip. And Takana comes away with it. Santos quickly to the basket, spin around move. No good. He saw the trees in the paint and change direction certainly affected the shot. Back to Sistrunk. Sistrunk with Hunter Coleman in his shirt. He spins, tried to pass it off to Bua, but he wasn't ready for it. Turnover the other way, Machervich grabs it. Machervich, a special player. They're going to need him to be extra special tonight. Santos tried to drive to the basket, has it knocked away. Here comes Charlestown the other way. Up and no good. Rebound, Kyle McGrath. And he got called for the travel. He did, took one too many steps trying to collect the basketball. But good to see that Kyle McGrath pretty easily got that rebound. Into Hunter Coleman, kicked back out for a three. Good. Damonte Van Hengen. McGrath, Machervich at about the free throw line. Kicks back to Santos. Santos comes out to the perimeter. 20 on the shot clock. Good pass inside, off the glass and good for Jarmal Sistrunk. Sistrunk came from the baseline. McGrath found him for an easy two. Charlestown the other way, in and out, no good. McGrath pulls down that rebound. Sorry, that's Machervich. Just underway, 3-2 Charlestown with the lead. 6:27 to go in the first quarter. Bob Heck here at Worcester State University. Good move off the glass, no good. McGrath pulls down that rebound. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds before he threw it off of Jordani Mack's foot. Should be Charlestown basketball. Charlestown's only losses this year was to Wareham, who's going to play Friday night for the D4 championship. And they won one and lost one against Burke. Burke, of course, the team that went to Great Barrington and took care of the Mounties, or the Spartans, I should say, in the Division IV tournament. Took care of them quite handily. Taconic with the basketball. McGrath. Good pass inside to Machervich. Off the back iron, no good. Tried again and finally puts it home. And Charlestown's going to take a timeout. Well, I'll tell you what, those first 2 minutes and 18 seconds bode well for Taconic. They got a 4-3 lead over Charleston. We'll be back here on WTBR, thanks to the support of Pittsfield Cooperative Bank.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade, it's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Miami. South Beach. Just underway here at Worcester State. Can y'all feel that? Taconic with a 4-3 lead, 5:42 to go in the first quarter. Taconic, we speculated before the game, would Taconic be able to handle themselves on the glass, and they have. They've out-rebounded Charlestown, and they've made it look pretty easy so far. Even though Charlestown bringing the size and the speed, and there's a mistake. Charlestown's starting to get frustrated. So it'll be Taconic basketball. Charlestown going to bring some full-court pressure this time. Machervish inbounds right about midcourt. Gets it into Sistrunk. Back to Santos. A little too high for him, but he's able to go back and get it. Gets across midcourt. He drives into the paint. He puts it up off the glass. Too much. And Charlestown comes away with the rebound. Hunter Coleman tries to go coast-to-coast. High off the glass, and it falls. 5-4 Charlestown with the lead. Charlestown bringing pressure. McGrath trying to get it away, gets it over to Machervich. Machervich in the paint, he drives, he gets it to fall. Pretty little spin on that. 4 points in the game for Machervich. 6-5, Taconic with the lead. There's a turnover. But Machervich not able to save it from going out of bounds, but Taconic has been aggressive defensively so far. So it'll be Charlestown to inbound at midcourt. Now the officials are having a discussion at the scorer's table. A smile and a handshake there. So I guess we're good. It's going to be Dwayne Cannon Lewis to inbound. He's new into the game. Ben Hennigan off the glass and in, and draws. Oh, they're going to call that on the floor? No, they're going to count the bucket. So they'll call that on Kyle McGrath, and Ben Hennigan will have a chance for a three-point play. The official had initially said two free throws, so we were wondering if they were called that on the floor or not, but Van Hanigan has 6 points in this game. 8-6 Charlestown with the lead. Santos inside. Good dish off to McGrath, who puts it in. All square at eight. Taconic bringing some pressure of their own. Williams Crawford able to get around it. Van Hanigan loses the handle. Here come the Thunder. They got numbers if they hurry. Santos into the paint, puts it up, and ooh, too strong. McGrath there couldn't clean it up the first time. Ball on the ground, and McGrath has it again. He fights through and puts it home. Christian Machervich, six in the game. And again, Machervich has had no issue getting those rebounds. There's a steal. Machervich, an open look, run to the basket. He puts it up. No, it doesn't go down. McGrath gets the rebound and gets fouled. So that will be on Demonte Van Hanigan. And it'll send McGrath to the free throw line for a pair. Makes the first. Taconic free throw shooting was absolutely wretched against Norwell. need to improve on that tonight. And that's a good start as McGrath makes them both. 12-8 to Connick with the lead, 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Cannon Lewis quickly swung up court. 2-on-1, kick back out. Van Hanegan puts it up and in and out. No, ooh, it finally went down. Van Hanegan with 8. Numbers, McGrath, easy bucket. McGrath has 6. It's 14-10 to Connick. Williams Crawford. Hunter Coleman spins, loses the basketball. McGrath up to Santos, who has some room. Behind the back pass to Sistrunk for the easy basket. 16-10 to Connick. And they are not afraid of this team. There's another turnover. Santos, McGrath picks it up. Swung around the corner, Maturvich, he's going to drive to the basket. He kicks it off to McGrath, who gets rejected, goes out of bounds, and will stay with Taconic. So it'll be Taconic basketball underneath their own bucket. They lead by 6, 2:54 to go here in the first quarter here at Worcester State. Maturvich gets it in the corner. Has Williams Crawford on him, but he just drives easy to the bucket, but it can't go down. And Bua pulls down the rebound, kicks it back to Maturvich. Santos thought about the three. Now he's going to drive inside. He's going to put up the jumper. That's going to come up short. And Charlestown comes away with the rebound. Jordan Mack. As the Soundies work quickly the other way, and they're going to call a foul on that, even though Bua is in position. So it's going to send Jalen Hunter-Coleman to the free throw line. It'll be Boa's first foul, team second. So the offense so far has been DeMonte Van Hanegan with 8 points, and Jalen Hunter-Coleman, he's got 2, but 2 free throws right here. Makes the first. Second one rolls around, no good. Charlestown gets that rebound, though. And Sistrunk says, nope, I'll take that. And here come the Thunder the other way. Santos goes through 2 defenders, kicks off to McGrath. Baseline jumper, it's in. 8 points for Kyle McGrath. Full court pressure now. Charlestown able to beat it, kicked out to Van Hanegan. Misses the 3, battle for the rebounds. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with Charlestown as Bua tried to grab it, and then he was boxed out by, I believe, Williams Crawford, who just let it go out of bounds. Jordani Mack. Hunter Coleman back to Mack. Mack's going to try the 3. Mack's going to miss the 3, but an offensive rebound for the Townies. Hunter Coleman kicks back out. Van Hanegan for 3. That's off the glass. No good. Kicks up to Sistrunk, who may have a step, rolls into the paint, kicks it out. Santos thought about the 3. Now he's going to move inside. He's going to throw it up, and that's going to be no good. And Williams Crawford is going to come down with the rebound for the Townies. 18-11 to Connick with the lead, 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 3-pointer from the corner for Charlestown. That's no good. Maturvich pulls down the rebound. He's across midcourt the other way. Kicked off. Sistrunk for 3. That's no good. McGrath pulls down the rebound. That is nearly, and it is taken away. Mack. Hunter Coleman. They're going to call a foul on the floor against Maturvich, I believe. Taconic bench wanted to travel on that. Third team foul. So Taconic still with 1 to give, but only 1:08 to go here in the first quarter. Charlestown making some changes inside, and there's a foul there. And that might be on Bua, and that's going to be a problem if it is. Nope. That is on Sistrunk. And that'll send Hunter Coleman back to the free throw line. 1 for 2 so far. gets a nice bounce. And it goes down. Second one's good. You heard the Taconic section stomping their feet. Neither team traveled really well for this one. Certainly, I would say half the crowd that we had for Old Rochester and Pittsfield the other night. 18-13, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Santos into the paint. Ooh. And he gets fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. And that is going to be called on Jalen Williams Crawford. I tell you what, you're not, if you're watching on the NFHS network, you'll understand what I mean, but Santos has no business going to the paint against these Giants, but he does not care. And he makes the first free throw. I mean, most of the bigs for Charlestown literally head and shoulders above Santos. Doesn't get that one to go. Charlestown pulls down the rebound. 19-13, Taconic with the lead. Under 45 seconds to go. McGrath almost stole it, but he leaves them open for a three, and Jordani Mack crushes it. Charlestown within three. Taconic with the basketball. 4 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. McGrath give and go. Bua wasn't ready for that, but he turns and fires, and it's back iron. Charlestown could take for the last shot if they want, but they decide to go the distance. Can't get the shot to go. Mitrovic, active hands, knocks it away. Long three for Jordani Mack. That's no good. Mitrovic pulls down the rebound and draws a foul. Lennon Ramos Pena gets called for the foul, third team foul. Still one more to give for Charlestown, but Taconic will have the basketball. Charlestown relaxes the press. They'll have 11 and counting to do something with it. 7-6, he's across midcourt, is Santos. 3-2, into the paint. Pass to Bua. Bua wasn't expecting it. It rolls out of bounds. That'll be the end of the first quarter. 19-16, Taconic with the lead over Charlestown as we get ready for the second quarter. Thanks again to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for their generosity in allowing us to come on out here and cover this game for you live in Worcester State. We'll be right back with the second quarter.
Hi, this is Roberta McCulloch-Dews of the Mayor's Office in the City of Pittsfield and host of Backstory Let's Hear It, which airs at 10 a.m. every Friday. Tune in and hear the personal journeys, stories, and reflections of people in Pittsfield who are living their best lives and working to make the community a better place. Backstory Let's Hear It is a production brought to you by the Pittsfield Mayor's Office and WTBR-FM.
Getting ready for the second quarter. Taconic with a 19-16 lead over Charlestown. And I got to be honest, I saw these two teams come onto the floor. And I said, I think this is going to be a long night for Taconic just because of the sheer size from Charlestown. But you know what? The Thunder, not afraid at all. Both Santos and Sistrunk, who have a significant size disadvantage, have had no problem getting into the paint. And the Thunder really haven't had any problems getting rebounds. Obviously, I'm only one person. I can't track rebounds and assists, but so I don't know. But I would assume Taconic is out-rebounding him. Something I don't like, Christian Mitrovic off in the corner. He just sort of punched a wall a little bit. Might have been injured on that last play. He had been dealing with an ankle injury earlier in the season. It doesn't appear to be that. Swung around. Charlestown has the basketball. Van Hennigan nearly has it knocked away by Santos. He's able to get it back. 15 on the shot clock. 3 in the corner for Mack. That's no good. Comes up short. Taconic comes away with the rebound. Sistrunk grabs the rebound dishes it to McGrath, who dishes it back. And Sistrunk is across midcourt, tried to give and go there. It's Elijah Harewood in for McGrath. Harewood thought about the three. Sorry, that's Santos. And there's a turnover. He was trying to get too fancy. Hunter Coleman puts it in. And Charlestown's within one. Over in the corner, Maturovich rubbing his abdomen like he got hit there on that last play. Kyle McGrath to Cesar Santos. Santos into the paint to McGrath. McGrath waits for one defender to jump up and puts it down. 10 points for Kyle McGrath. Taconic up 21-18, 6:34 to go in the first half. Jalen Hunter Coleman across midcourt has both Santos and Sistrunk in the vicinity. Battle for the rebound. They're going to call a foul. Who do they call that on? I think they're going to call it a McGrath. Coach Hafey doesn't like the call. Coach Hafey is saying he beat him to the ball. I agree with that. But now you're in a weird spot because you got Kyle McGrath with two fouls. How is it two shots? Oh, Hafey is furious. It's not two shots. It can't be two shots. I don't think the official realized the quarter ended. That might actually be a break for Taconic because Charlestown had a pretty good play drawn up there. They've sort of squandered. The officials are having a discussion. The ball was on the floor. There's no way there's free throws involved. I don't understand why this is taking so long. Now Hafey's going to want an explanation. Yeah, we blew it. We didn't realize the first quarter ended. The other official, all right. I don't think Hafey wanted to hear it from the other official. Once the other official went over and said, we got this, I think he was fine. They tried the same play, and it worked. Jalen Williams Crawford, they literally ran the exact same play that they ran when they waved it off because they thought there were free throws. And Taconic wasn't ready for it. Santos drives into the paint, kicks back to Bua. Sistrunk. Santos drives into the paint. Bua loses the basketball, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Taconic basketball. All right, Maturovich back onto the bench. It looks like he's going to try and check back into this game. 21-20, Taconic with the lead. And they are going to let Maturovich back in for Harewood. Not exactly the offensive bonanza here in the second that we saw in the first. Maturovich gets the basketball. Drives into the paint. No call. Oh, and it's going to go to Charlestown. Oh, I don't like that call at all. It was a foul and was out off of Charlestown at the very least. Full court pressure from the Thunder. Here comes Charlestown. Williams Crawford swung around. Kicked back to Hunter Coleman. Ben Hanigan. Good dish down low. And it's rejected by Bua. Jordani Mack makes the bucket for two. Bua rejected the play inside, but it went right to Mack, who fired up the shot just in front of the three-point line. And Charlestown has their first lead. Maturovich turns, fires, he misses. And the tide's starting to change a little bit. Here comes Hunter Coleman. They called a foul on that. That's ridiculous. So they'll call that on Santos. wasn't a fan of that one. And Taconic is going to take a timeout. Just try and slow things down a little bit. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Charlestown 22, Taconic 21 here on WTBR. This broadcast, thanks to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for their generous donation to allow us to broadcast this game live for you. We'll be back.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Taconic Thunder find themselves trailing 22-21. A 6-2 run to open the second quarter for Charlestown. They'll have a chance to add to it with a couple of free throws. It's going to be Jalen Hunter Coleman to the free throw line.
Jalen Hunter Coleman will shoot two.
First one is good. Sort of took the scenic route around the bucket a couple of times before going down. Makes them both. Charlestown 24, Taconic 21. Santos. The Sistrunk still not across midcourt. They get across midcourt now with a second to spare. He quickly drives to the bucket, puts it up. That's too much. Boa pulls down the rebound. Could have called there and didn't. Williams Crawford comes away with the second rebound. Van Hennigan gets dropped, rejected by Bua. Here come the Thunder. Three-pointer is up and no good. McGrath gets the rebound. He gets rejected, gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Taconic basketball. The floor is a little confusing here. There's 2 3-point lines. There's a black one, which is for college, and a white one, which is for high school. He tried that from the college free throw line. That goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Taconic. 4:24 to go. Charlestown up 3 here in the second quarter. Bua in the corner. Now over to Santos. Santos just outside the center circle. To McGrath. To Bua. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Into Mitrovich. Back to Santos, top of the key, 8 on the shot clock. Santos moving away from the basket as opposed to towards it. Loses the handle, 2. Tries to pass it off. They're going to let that go on a change of possession. And the shot is good. Now easy layup for Hunter Coleman, who's taking things over here in the second quarter. Charlestown lead out to 5. Santos. Oh, come on. They're going to call a foul, offensive foul on Mitrovich. Mitrovich set a pick. I don't think he moved from his spot, but he got called for it. So now you got Mitrovich and McGrath with 2 fouls apiece, both on the floor. Mitrovich intercepts the pass, gets it up to Sistrunk, who walks in alone and puts it in. Only 4 points here for Taconic in the second quarter as we get to the 3-minute mark, 3:05 and counting. Charlestown with the basketball, Crawford Williams. Van Hengen, long 3, up, comes up short. Taconic comes away with the rebound, but it's taken right back by Hunter Coleman. Hunter Coleman threw Mitrovich into the bucket. Oh, that one hurt. Up to Boa, who has it goes through his hands and out of bounds. It'll be go back to Charlestown, who will have a chance to increase their lead. 28-23, Charlestown with the lead. 2:35 to go. The Townies with the basketball. Williams Crawford. Inside. That's intercepted. Sloppy pass. Mitrovic has it. 3-on-1 for the Thunder. Mitrovic gets rejected. So now the Thunder have to reset. Santos, Sistrunk. Sistrunk kicked back to Santos. Thought about the long three. Now kicked into the corner for Sistrunk. That's nearly intercepted, but Mitrovic dishes to McGrath, who loses the handle, but they're going to call a foul on Jalen Hunter-Coleman. First foul of the second quarter for the Townies. And that's going to send McGrath to the free throw line. McGrath 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far. Makes the first. Dwayne Cannon-Lewis going to check back into the game. Taconic wearing their green jerseys with yellow letters. Charlestown killing me because they're wearing their white jerseys with their white letters. The red outline, so it's a little tough to grab those letters from here. Or to grab the numbers from here. But we'll make it work. McGrath misses the second. Charlestown been much better rebounding here in the second quarter. Jalen Williams Crawford with the basketball. Buck 47 and counting to go till halftime. Mack. Cannon Lewis for three. That's well off. Battle for the rebound. Sistrunk comes away with it. Chance to make this a one possession game. Sistrunk fakes right and goes left. He has to reset, goes out of bounds, and will stay with Taconic. Francis Nelson going to check into the game for Charlestown for Travari Andrews. Mitrovic gets the inbound pass. Sistrunk. Santos. Minute 22 and counting. Long three. Makes it! Cesar Santos, his first points. Sorry, that was Sistrunk. Sistrunk has 9 in this game. Taconic draws within 1. Cannon Lewis kicked it all the way to Jordani Mack, who tries a 3. That's no good. They're going to call a foul, and that's going to be against Charlestown. Against Francis Nelson, checking into the game. Second team foul. Taconic has kept the bench tight tonight. I think Harewood came in for Mitrovic when Mitrovic was hurt, but otherwise it's been the starters. Sistrunk again for three! And Taconic back out front. It's 30-28. 35 seconds to go. Charlestown with the basketball. 3 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. That is nearly taken away, but Charlestown able to hold on to it. Williams Crawford holding on. Now he's going to drive into the paint. He's going to lose the handle. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Sistrunk. Last foul to give for Taconic. But now you get 2 fouls against Sistrunk, Mitrovic, and McGrath. Got to be careful here. Then Hennigan misses the 3, gets his own rebound, moves inside. Oh! Jalen Williams-Crawford comes back with the slam. We're all square at 30 with 7, 6, 5 and counting to go here in the first half. Sistrunk going to try the long three at the buzzer. That's going to be off. And that is the way the first half is going to end. Charlestown much improved on the boards and in the scoring, but at half, a nice run for Taconic at the end of the half. Gets them to 30-30. We are all square with 16 minutes to go in the final four between Taconic and Charlestown. We're going to take a short time out here at halftime. Want to once again thank the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank. The Pittsfield Cooperative Bank generously underwrote this ball game to allow us to come on out here and bring the action to you. So we'll take a short time out, and we'll be back in a little bit with halftime coverage here on WTBR 89.7 FM WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
Livest of the WTBR FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
It's halftime here at Worcester State University, and Taconic and Charlestown tied at 30. It's been a great game so far, and I mean, I'll be honest with you. You looked at those two teams lined up, and you didn't really give Taconic much of a chance, just the size and the speed that Charlestown brought to the table. But I'll tell you what, the Taconic Thunder have been up to the task, and that's just experience. Six straight Final Fours for the Taconic Thunder, the defending Division 5 state champions. They've been in this position before, And they have a game plan, and it's worked so far. Kind of fell off the rails early in the second quarter, though. Pittsfield had a, or sorry, Taconic had a 19-16 lead after the first quarter. They expanded that lead a little bit. But it was just all Charlestown in the first half of the second quarter. 6-2 to run to open things up. Taconic only had 4 points after the first 5 minutes of the second quarter. But then they picked things up. They went on a nice 7-2 run at the end of the second quarter to get back into it and tie things up. Leading the way for Taconic has been Jarmal Sistrunk. Had a couple of big three-pointers at the end of the second quarter. He has 12 points. Kyle McGrath has 11. Christian Michurvich had 6 in the first quarter. And Cesar Santos, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's got the 1 point, but I'll tell you what, he's been terrific facilitating the basketball. Thunder 4 of 6 from the free throw line in this game, which is a marked improvement over what happened last week against Orwell. The free throw shooting was just atrocious, but they've recovered that and fixed it tonight. On the other side, the Charlestown Townies, it's been Jalen Hunter Coleman. He's got 13 points. He had a big second quarter. He's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Next, we have Demonte Van Hanigan. He has 8 points. He's 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Jordani Mack with 5, and Jalen Williams Crawford with 4. Both teams have used one timeout. Charlestown in great shape as far as fouls go. Nobody more than 1. And this is something we're going to have to keep an eye on in the second half. Christian Michurvich, Kyle McGrath, and Jarmal Sistrunk all have 2 fouls. Not really in foul trouble yet, but you can't pick up a third foul in the early portions of the third quarter. Definitely not. And you certainly don't want to pick it up on the wrong end of the court on the offensive end. So we'll keep an eye on that. And we are going to take a short timeout. Again, thank you to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for underwriting this broadcast, allowing us to bring this live to our community. Thanks again to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank. We'll be right back with the third quarter coming up here on WTBR.
Join Peter and Jessica to relive the magic of Beatlemania every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for 5 decades to Fab Four, where Together or on Their Own has changed the world of music. Tune in to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m.
Join us for classic TBR with the best dance classics from the 80s till today and the best classic rock from the 80s.
What a lady, what a night.
It's classic TBR every Saturday from noon to 2 and available on podcast at WTBRFM.com.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
We're back here at Worcester State getting ready for the third quarter. 30-30. Sekonic and Charlestown are tied. This should be an exceptional second half, and we'll see what halftime adjustments either of these coaches may have made. Sekonic has really kept the rotation tight tonight. It's been the five starters, except there was a period at the beginning of the second quarter where Christian Machervich was out with what looked like an abdomen injury. But he's back now. Elijah Harewood checked in then, and that's the only time we haven't seen a starter on the floor for Taconic. Charlestown running about seven or eight deep. Taconic starts with the basketball. Santos. Trying to advance inside. He gets hit from behind. No call. Charlestown comes away with the basketball. Van Hamp, that goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Charlestown. Good job by Machervich there to knock it away. Wasn't able to secure it, though. So it will be Charlestown working from left to right from my vantage point here in the second half. Taconic relaxes the pressure. Santos will pick up Hunter Coleman at midcourt. Pass inside, now kicked into the corner for three. Jordani Mack can't get it to go down. And an offensive rebound for Charlestown. That doesn't go down. Another offensive rebound put up. Too strong. Another offensive rebound. And just falling away. Treveni Andrews puts it down for his first points of the night. Charlestown out to a 32-30 lead. Santos. Sistrunk. Sistrunk's going to drive. Now comes back. Dishes to Boa outside the perimeter. He's not quite sure what to do with it. He's not used to having the basketball out there. Machervich, 10 on the shot clock. He spins. Kick back out. Sistrunk for three. Gets the three from the corner. Taconic back up one. Just underway here in the third quarter. Moves inside. Williams Crawford. Kick back out. There's a travel on Jalen Hunter Coleman. They might have even called that in the NBA. Charlestown bringing some pressure now to Machervich. Still on his side of the court. They relax a little bit, and Santos is able to get across midcourt. Santos, Sistrunk, top of the key. He pops back for two and missed it. Good job boxing out by the Townies. They get the basketball. Hunter Coleman dishes to Williams Crawford, who finishes. Charlestown back in front, 34-33. Oh, he bounced it on the inbound. They pressured the inbound pass, and Santos had to bounce it to Machervich, but his bounce stayed out of bounds. So it'll be Charlestown basketball underneath their own bucket. Mistake there for Taconic, really the first one they've made tonight. Inside, puts it up. A foul doesn't go down. So Taconic starting to use their size advantage. That'll be number three on Machervich. Can the big guy shoot a free throw, though? This is his first trip tonight. Makes it. Charlestown took control of the early portion of the second quarter. Looking to do the same here in the early portion of the third quarter. He makes them both. Those big guys, they're either really good or not at all good at the free throws. He was really good. Sistrunk to Santos. They're across midcourt. McGrath baseline, trying to drive, gets trapped, and that ball's taken away. Jalen Hunter Coleman going coast to coast, puts it down. An 8-2 run or 8-3 run for Charlestown to open up the third quarter. Santos drives into the paint. Yeah, it's a travel as well. Went one direction, then tried to go the other direction, didn't dribble in the meantime. Hunter Coleman. It's Connick bringing their pressure now. Hunter Coleman able to break it. They go the other way. Rejected by Bua. And here come the Thunder the other way. They got numbers if they hurry. Sistrunk thought about it. Now pops a jumper. That is too strong. And Jalen Williams Crawford comes away with it. So the Charlestown size starting to come into play. Great play off the glass by Jalen Hunter Coleman. He's got 17 in this game. And it's a 7-point lead for Charlestown. Kicked into the corner. Kicked back to Mitrovic. He goes strong to the basket, and he puts it down. Mitrovic with 8, his first point since the first quarter. Charlestown slowing it down in the face of this pressure, and that's intercepted by Mitrovic. Up to Sistrunk, up to Santos. Easy bucket. And Taconic is going to take a timeout. A little 4-0 run for Taconic. And they draw within 3. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. 40-37, Charlestown with the lead. Thanks again to our friends at the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for underwriting this ball game and allowing us to bring the live coverage to you here from Worcester State. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Charlestown threatens to pull away. They bump the lead out to 7, but Taconic with a 4-0 run. They're within one possession again. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. Charlestown up 3. Bob Heck here at Worcester State, the home of the Lancers. Want to thank the folks at Worcester State for being hospitable to us. Charlestown with the basketball. It is Jalen Williams Crawford. Hunter Coleman back to Williams Crawford. In and out, no good. Williams Crawford with the rebound, and he gets fouled. That's going to be on Bua. His second. So that'll send Jalen Hunter Coleman back to the free throw line, who's 5 of 6. Taconic had no problem getting rebounds on both sides of the floor in the first quarter. That's been changing. Hunter Coleman misses. It was surprising to see Taconic in the first quarter get as many rebounds as they got. Even more surprising, the ease of which they got them, but that's ended. Missed them both. Mitrovic gets that rebound with ease. Taconic trailing by 3. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Cesar Santos with the basketball setting up the play. Santos fakes right, goes left, loses the handle, goes out of bounds. It's going to, oh, that went out of. From here, it looks like it went off of Trevani Andrews, but I guess not. So here comes Charlestown the other way. Hunter Coleman, that's intercepted. Here come the Thunder the other way. Santos goes to the bucket himself, and he missed it. Ah, you got to make those. Quickly the other way. Dish into the corner for 3. No good. But another rebound for Taconic, and an easy look the other way as Jarmal Sistrung puts it home. He's got 17 in this game. Taconic within one. Williams Crawford kicked in the corner. Mack for three. McGrath got a hand on it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Taconic basketball. Taconic on a 6-0 run. And they'll have the basketball under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Winner of this game goes to the Songus Center in Lowell for the state championship game on Saturday at 4 p.m. Boo in the paint. He turns. He travels. So Charlestown will get the basketball back. They'll have to go the distance. 2:42. It is up to Ben Hammerman. Sorry for that, but he puts it home. Van Hannigan. I hadn't said it for a while. He's got 10 in the game. Santos looking to go to McGrath with it. Down low to Mitrovich in the post. Mitrovich bumps, puts it out. Santos for three. In and out, and in it again! That bounced around the rim, hopped up off the glass, and finally went down. We're all square at 42. Hunter Coleman. Williams Crawford back to Hunter Coleman. Mack from the baseline. Mack started off hot shooting, but he's been cold since the first quarter. They did get the rebound, though. Van Hannigan, big three. He's been quiet since the first quarter, but he's starting to wake up now. Charlestown lead back out to three. 90 seconds to go in the third. Sistrunk loses the handle, gets it back. Santos fakes, jumps. That pass was affected by Jordani Mack. Quickly coming the other way. And a foul that goes down. Hunter Coleman went hard into the stands area. He seems to be okay. That'll be the third on Sistrunk. So the bucket's good for Hunter Coleman, and this is to complete the three-point play. That comes up short. Mitrovich pulls down the rebound. Five-point game. Into the paint. Good fake. Has to go somewhere with it. Oh, no! He got called for the travel. I don't like that. He stops. Wow. A couple of tough calls against Taconic. Charlestown will have the basketball. They get a five-point lead with a minute six to go in the third. Williams Crawford rejected by Bua. Bua, oh, he didn't see Sistrunk streaking. McGrath into Mitrovich. Mitrovich goes hard up to the basket. No call there. It's no good. Williams Crawford the other way. Kick back out. Wide open look at a three. No good. And Taconic comes away with the rebound. 41 and counting to go in the third quarter. Taconic trails by five. Mitrovich with the basketball. He moves into the paint. He gets fouled. And that will be on Van Hannigan. It was not a shooting foul, so Mitrovich will inbound. McGrath puts it up and in. McGrath has had a quiet second half. He's got 13. Under 30 seconds to go. Charlestown can hold it if they wish. Williams Crawford's going to go to the basket, and he's going to travel. It's a one-possession game. Taconic will have the basketball. 19.5 seconds to go in the third. A back-and-forth affair. Every time Charlestown looks like they're going to start running away with it, Taconic goes on the run to get right back in it. into Bua. 5 seconds. Kick back out. Mitrovic corner three. That's no good. And the battle for the rebound goes to Charlestown, and that is going to be the end of the third quarter. One possession game. It is Taconic trailing 47-44. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on WTBR. Once again, want to thank Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for their generous support in underwriting this broadcast to allow us to bring this broadcast from Worcester State University on the air to you. We'll be back with the fourth quarter.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Fourth quarter. Taconic trails by three, 47-44. It's been a remarkable game, but still, lots on the line over the next 8 minutes. Winner will go to the state championship game on Saturday. That will be at the Sungus Arena in Lowell. That game will start at 4 p.m. We'll try and have that game for you here if Taconic advances, but they got some business to take care of first. Charlestown will start with the basketball here in the fourth quarter. They cannot let Charlestown get out to starts like they did in the second and third quarters. They have to be the aggressors. Williams Crawford with the basketball. Hunter Coleman drives into the paint, puts it up from the free throw line, and it goes down. 21 for Jalen Hunter Coleman. Nearly taken away, is taken away, Mack. But his pass, too strong, goes out of bounds. It'll be Taconic basketball. Oh, come on! They're going to say it's Charlestown basketball. Oh, that call's horrendous. He overthrew the defender, and all Sistrunk did was box him out to prevent him from getting the basketball. They missed the shot anyways. Taconic will come the other way. Sistrunk gets fouled. They'll call it on the shot. So Jordani Mack will pick up his first foul. So it'll be Sistrunk to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight. Missed it. Second one's good. 4-point game. It's got like a stop here very much. Van Hennigan. Into the corner. Corner three is up and good. Jordani Mack. 7-point game. And again, second quarter, third quarter, they've let Charlestown open up with the numbers. That is taken away. Hunter Coleman kicked into the corner. Mack thought about the three. Now he's going to drive. He's going to go around. He's going to put it down. Mack with 10. And Taconic's going to take a timeout. They trail by 9. Good timeout there because it looks like Charlestown's threatening to go away with the lead again. We're going to take a timeout as well. Thanks again to our friends at the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for underwriting this broadcast and letting us bring the live action to you from Worcester State University. We'll be back.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Charlestown opens up the fourth quarter on a 7-1 run. They push the lead out to 9. And it's now or never for the Taconic Thunder. 6:25 to go in the ballgame. It's been a one-possession game at the end of every quarter. Taconic up 19-16 after the first quarter, all square at 30 at the half. And Taconic trailing by 3 going into the fourth quarter. But again, these runs to open up the quarter for Charlestown in 2, 3, and 4 have been big. And it looks like they're going to run away with the game. But Taconic fights and gets back into it. We'll see if they have one more fight in. They're going to call a foul. And that is going to be against Jalen Hunter Coleman. It's on the floor. It's just a light bump. Team second here in the fourth. So it's going to be Santos to inbounds. Hunter Coleman there trying to block it out. Kick to Bua. That is going to be a jump ball. And that is going to stay with Pittsfield. So Taconic to inbound from underneath their own bucket. 6:12 to go in the game. Into McGrath, and he travels. Both him and Santos went to the same spot. McGrath got the basketball and sort of tripped over Santos and picked up the travel. Need to stop here to make this, prevent this from going to double digits. Hunter Coleman to the basket, rejected by Boa. Four big rejections by Martin Bua tonight. Into the corner, Mack for 3. No good. Rebound for Charlestown. That's no good. The putback. That goes out of bounds and beats Connick basketball. Ben Hannigan pulled down the rebound after the first putback attempt. Lost the handle, had to go to the corner to get it, and then lost it again out of bounds. So it's Taconic a break there. But again, Charlestown after the first quarter has been much better on the glass. Santos inside, puts up the floater, off the glass, no good. McGrath gets rejected on the putback. And Mack comes away with it for Charlestown. Up to Hunter Coleman, into the paint, through three defenders, kick back out. Lost the handle again, good job by Santos to pull it away. Charlestown still has the basketball, and they get another opportunity again. Williams Crawford kicks into the corner. And Charlestown's going to take a timeout. Still no points from the floor for Taconic here in the fourth quarter. 5 points, 5:17 to go. It's a 9-point game. Winner of this game travels to Lowell to take on Old Rochester. Of course, we have the Old Rochester game here on Monday. Just some stunning developments coming out of that game, where Rob Spinard has been suspended for the state championship game for Old Rochester. So that'll hurt them. And we're just talking from the sports perspective at this point. We're not getting into the just what exactly transpired that night. At this moment, we're going to keep the focus on the sports aspect of it, but that's where things stand. 54-45, Taconic will have to make a stop here. Trailing by nine, time starting to drift away. But they've hung with this Charlestown team. Into the corner, Van Hannigan. Now Williams Crawford. Hunter Coleman. Back to Williams Crawford, back to Hunter Coleman. He goes baseline, he fires the baseline jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Van Hannigan, he puts it home. ...56-45, Charlestown with the lead. No points from the floor yet for Taconic here in the fourth. Kicked over to Bacurvich. Bacurvich puts it home. They got a bucket, but they got to make stops. That's nearly picked off. Hunter Coleman kicked into the corner. Wide open look at a three. He makes it. Van Hannigan. 18 points in the game. Charlestown up 12. Santos thought about it, goes into the paint, puts it up, goes down, and he'll go to the free throw line. So that'll be on Van Hannigan, his third, team third. This is really the first time that Charlestown's been close to the limit this early in a quarter in this ball game. Santos makes the free throw. 9 points in the game for Santos. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 9-point game again. Turnover. Mitrovic has it. 4-on-2 if they hurry. Mitrovic gets into the paint. He puts it up. He puts it in. And here come the Thunder trying to storm back. They trail by 7. They've got the full court pressure going on. But Van Hannigan thought he had open look at a three, but he dishes back to Williams Crawford. Now Hunter Coleman, 21 in this game. He's been a thorn in the Thunder side. Three-pointer for Van Hannigan. That goes out of bounds. It'll be Thunder basketball, a chance to bring this to within 5. Every quarter, this has been the story. After the first, Charlestown opens up with the run. You think, there it is. Now they're going to pull away, and they don't. That's taken away this time from Santos. Here comes Hunter Coleman. He goes into the paint. He puts it home. Lead back out to 9. 3:10 and counting to go in this game. And maybe this is the time Charlestown goes away with the lead for good. And a turnover there. Hunter Coleman dishes back, and the big dunk by Jalen Williams Crawford. Mitrovic into the paint, puts it up and in. And Taconic's gonna take a timeout. 9-point game, 2:45 to go. Taconic needs some help to get back into this one. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Thank you so much again to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for allowing us to be able to come out here and cover this game for you.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week, I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases in rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Hanging around. 2:45 to go in the game. It's a 9-point lead for Charlestown. They'll have the basketball. It's going to bring in some pressure. But every bucket Charlestown gets just gets them closer to putting it away for good. There's a turnover. Sistrunk. Keep control. Down to Mitrovic. Mitrovic bounce pass to McGrath, and that's intercepted. Probably not the right decision there. But you're getting late in the game. You got to make some quick decisions. Mack, kick down low. That's rejected, and it's a foul. That'd be the third on Bua. Oh, they called it on Santos. Jalen Williams Crawford makes the first free throw. And the second. It's an 11-point game. It's now or never for Taconic, who have had just another terrific season, 17-6 coming into this one, moving up from D5 to D3 and getting back to the Final Four. Sistrunk thought about putting up the three. Now kicks it over to Santos. Santos loses it off his foot, but Mitrovic is there. 14 on the shot clock. Sistrunk for three. That's no good, and that should pretty much do it. Hunter Coleman dishes. Oh, tried the dunk, and Bua said, nope, not on my watch. So that'll be the third on Bua. But it appears the magic is going to run out for the Taconic Thunder here in Worcester. This is the first. Jalen Williams Crawford back at the free throw line. 12 points in this game. He's come on here in the second half. They're going to say Andrews jumped into the paint a little too fast. Quick bounce pass. Santos tries to spin in the paint. Loses the handle. Got lucky for not being called for a travel there. Back to Santos. Santos puts up the three ball. Makes it. It's an 8-point game. I mean, anything's possible, right? You may want to get out there and foul. Maybe not him, though. And they do. They did not have another foul to give. So that's on Santos, his third. Although Hunter Coleman has been, he was 5 of 6 in the first half from the free throw line. He's yet to make one. Oh, it wasn't the last to give. That was only 4. So foul him again. Let's go. Still 25 seconds on the shot clock. Under a minute to go in the ball game. Hunter Coleman gets fouled then, and that'll be on Bua. He'll pick up his fourth. That probably should have come sooner. And Taconic going to use a timeout. And we'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR. Thanks to the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Crunch time now for the Taconic Thunder. 51.9 seconds to go. Thunder trail by 8 to Charlestown, who has the basketball. That was their last foul to give for Taconic. But now you got Boa, who you can't afford to lose off the floor with four fouls. Santos with 3, Sistrunk with 3, Bachurvich with 3, McGrath with 2. So you're probably looking for McGrath to ideally foul Hunter Coleman. Oh. Santos fouls Hunter Coleman before the play even starts. So that's going to send Hunter Coleman to the free throw line. Well, no, I guess Trevani Andrews will shoot. First one's no good. So it'll be at worst a 3-possession game. In and out, no good. Got to get the rebounds. Jump ball, that's going to stay with Charlestown. Oh, that one is a killer. Now you're going to sell out to steal this inbound pass. So this time McGrath fouled Andrews before. Conversation at the bench, probably to check fouls. Four fouls for Boa and McGrath. Makes the first. And the Charlestown fans are starting to feel it. You got to figure if he makes this free throw, this thing's pretty much done. But he missed it. McGrath pulls down the rebound, but loses it to Andrews, who puts it home, and that's going to be the ball game pretty much. So we had said from the beginning of the ball game, Taconic needed to get some rebounds. They did in the first quarter. But then Charlestown took over. They've got an 11-point lead and another free throw for Trevari Andrews. Who did they get on the foul? They got Boa on the foul, so that's going to be the end for Boa. And they will get Luke Murphy into the game. Boa, no points in this game, but he made an impact in a variety of other places, particularly defensively and on the boards. Andrews misses that one. Bachurvich pulls down the rebounds. And a foul there on Jordani Mack. It's like the last thing you want to do. You don't want to stop this clock and... Charlestown's going to take a timeout before the free throws for Taconic. We'll be back here on WTBR.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Well, this one pretty much all over as Taconic has an 11-point lead with 40 seconds to go, but Charlestown did Taconic a small favor. They fouled far away from the bucket. They didn't have any more fouls to give. So it'll send Machervich to the free throw line for a pair. So an opportunity to pick up a couple of points for Taconic with the clock not running. Machervich, usually the way he plays his game, lives at the free throw line. This is his first trip tonight. And he misses the first. And misses the second. Charlestown pulls down the rebound. Machervich is going to foul Andrews again. Oh, they called that on Murphy. There's no way that was on Murphy. So Javari Andrews back to the free throw line. He's one for a lot here in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, they're definitely picking the right guy to send, but eventually, even the right guy to send to the free throw line is going to figure it out. That one's no good. Taconic comes away with the rebounds. A terrific season for the Taconic Thunder coming off of a Division 5 state championship. They move up to Division 3 as that goes off the shot clock, that three-pointer attempt, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Charlestown basketball. And I think it might be time to call off the dogs and let this clock run out. They're going to foul. Cesar Santos is going to come out of the game because that'll be his fifth foul. That's his fourth. And that will send Van Hennigan to the free throw line. But another great season for Coach Bill Hafey. Getting back to the Final Four for the sixth straight season. Again, props to the Pittsfield Generals making it to the Final Four for the first time in 51 years. And we had thoughts of an all-Pittsfield final, but it's just not to be. Kyle McGrath comes out of the game. 20 seconds to go. Long three. Off the front rim for Sistrunk. And Hunter Coleman, who has had a hell of a game for Charlestown. 23 points. The Charlestown Townies are going to the state championship game. Time expires. And the Taconic Thunder go down in the Final Four. They fall to Charlestown 70-57. Want to once again thank Pittsfield Cooperative Bank for their generosity in allowing us to come on out here. Of course, we got gas to pay for to come out here, and of course, the feet of the MIAA. And we're a nonprofit, so we appreciate the support from Pittsfield Cooperative Bank. And feel free to go to WTBRFM.com, click on the donate button if you want to help support us some more. But that's going to be the end of the winter basketball season. Charlestown, your final score 70-57 over Taconic. Keep it tuned to Facebook for when baseball season starts on PCTV Sports. We're looking forward to talking to you then. Baseball, softball, and all that stuff. For the folks at WTBR helping keeping us on the air, I'm Bob Hack. Thanks for tuning in these past couple of nights, and have a great night.